Operation Lone Star stops drug smuggling across Biden's open border. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Texas has bused over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 25,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 21,100 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,200 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 7,800 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,100 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott highlights Texas National Guard efforts to repel illegal crossings. This week, Governor Abbott shared photos of Texas National Guard soldiers' efforts to deter and repel illegal crossings between ports of entry along the Texas-Mexico border. Texas border wall construction in Maverick County is ongoing. On Sunday, Governor Abbott shared video of progress being made on the construction of Texas's border wall in Maverick County. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares, Federal Government Rewards Illegal Immigration. DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares joined Neil Cavuto on Fox News this week to explain that the federal government's failure to enforce immigration laws, without consequences for illegal border crossings, will continue to attract mass migrant caravans to the U.S.-Mexico border. There are no consequences from the federal government to prevent illegal border crossings, said Lieutenant Olivares. As long as the federal government continues to incentivize and reward illegal immigration, we're going to continue seeing these large caravans, these trains that are being used to transport these migrants further to the border to their entrance through Texas or Arizona. And those are the challenges we're having to face as a state. Watch. Human smuggler arrested after vehicle, foot pursuit in Webb County. On Black Friday, a driver attempted to evade arrest in Webb County after a DPS trooper attempted to stop him for a traffic violation. The smuggler, from Laredo, allowed five illegal immigrants to bail out of the vehicle before driving away. After a short pursuit, the driver crashed the vehicle and evaded on foot. The man was arrested and charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. Watch. DPS rescues seven-year-old child from human smuggling attempt. A human smuggler led DPS and Florida Highway Patrol troopers on a high-speed vehicle pursuit in Kinney County. The driver refused to stop, driving on the wrong side of the road and reaching speeds of 110 miles per hour. The driver, from Illinois, eventually crashed into a barrier at Laughlin Air Force Base in neighboring Val Verde County. The driver was arrested and charged with evading arrest, smuggling of persons, and smuggling of persons under the age of 18. Five illegal immigrants, including a seven-year-old child, were apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. Texas Air National Guard helps law enforcement seize over 800 LBs of narcotics. Texas National Guard members assigned to Task Force South seized more than 800 pounds of narcotics being smuggled across the Texas-Mexico border in a 10-day period. The work our service members are performing along the Texas border is imperative to national security, said Lieutenant Colonel Wayne Sanigan, 432nd Air Expeditionary Group Commander. Over the last 10 days, we've successfully prevented approximately 845 pounds of narcotics from being trafficked into our country. We are proud of our Texas National Guard members on this mission and are grateful for our partnership with the Texas Department of Public Safety. Watch. Texas National Guard Specialized Company tracks illegal immigrants through Lower Rio Grande Valley. Staff Sergeant Gustavo Miranda, a platoon sergeant for the Surveillance and Reconnaissance Company, SRC, in Task Force East, and Sergeant Chad Dobie, a squad leader for Charlie Company in Task Force East, described the duties, expectations, and specialized training of soldiers serving on Operation Lone Star in the Rio Grande Valley. We conduct brush and riverine operations, said Sergeant Miranda. We go wherever there's higher activity involving traffic. Most of the people who join SRC are highly motivated individuals. They want to be more active, more mobile, and more hands-on. I do believe we are making a difference out here.